The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. Just to recap what we were talking about in the previous hour, because we got this email over the break on pain medication and the FDA approving another pain medication to be on the market. Oren writes, Doctor, I disagree with you. We do not need more pain medications on the market. How many different forms of hydrocodone and oxycodone do we need? Actually, Oren, I agree with you. I never said we need more pain pills on the market. What I did say is we want pharmaceutical companies coming out with different ways to address pain. Okay? Just because something is a pain medication, just because something is a pain medication doesn't mean it's necessarily oxycodone or hydrocodone. So, one moment. Cupboard cup. Anyway, sorry, I had to yell at somebody in the studio. Okay, anyway. So, all right, pharmaceutical companies, what could they do rather than just pumping out more oxycodone or hydrocodone? All right, oxycodone like we see in Percocet, hydrocodone like we see in Vicodin and Lortab. Do we really need any more oxycodone or hydrocodone pills per se? Mind you, if they have long acting where you could get away with less per day because there's a better formulation and better delivery system, I don't mind them researching that. But what I had been talking about is maybe we need these pharmaceutical companies to be incentivized to come up with something that would help deal with pain. So, for example, let's say, those COX-2 inhibitors like the Vioxx, the Celebrex, the Mobic, those medications, when they came out, were revolutionary because we had a growing population of people getting GI bleeds, almost bleeding to death from taking their ibuprofen or their naproxen like it was candy, right? Then these COX-2 inhibitors come out, and mind you, you could still get a GI bleed with it. However, you also got some sort of pain control with a little bit of more protection with your stomach lining. Still could bother the kidneys. It could still, you know, cause heart problems. But it was something else that people could do. It was a substitute. And I think we then, after the Vioxx had been taken off the market, and I had patients have issues with blood pressure, actually with all three of them, but the worst with Vioxx, I stopped using Vioxx way before it was taken off the market because I noticed what it was doing to my patients and their blood pressure. I didn't want to mess with it. But you see, that's not an example of that should not be a testament to telling pharmaceutical companies, don't make any more of these drugs. All right, that's evidence that we need more research into these medications. I mean, look, what's in your cupboard now? What are your options right now? We have Tylenol, and like yesterday's article came out, no big revelation there. Tylenol does not seem to help back pain. Well, duh. All right, but you can have Tylenol. You can have some ibuprofen or naproxen. Acetaminophen. You can have acetaminophen, naproxen, ibuprofen, like Motrin, Aleve in your cupboard. You can have narcotics like Vicodin, Lortab, Percocet. There's Ultram, opiate agonist, but still could be addictive. You could still have tolerance issues with those. Not as heavy as the narcotics, but still, it's an opioid agonist, so it still acts on the receptors of the brain as the opiates do. Why do you think there's such a huge medical marijuana push? You know, I have to be honest with you. When my patients tell me they smoke pot, okay? Now, they could be lying to me, but I really believe a lot of them. They're not smoking the marijuana because they want to feel the buzz or feel drugged or get high. Many of them say that's what handles their pain. Okay? Now, maybe they're wrong. Maybe it's really not handling their pain. But if they are using marijuana instead of reaching for a narcotic, does that make you happy? All right? We have got to, and at lightning speed, figure out, well, how we are going to handle this pain medicine situation. There was a doctor, I believe, in Virginia. All right, here we are. 56-year-old Nibedita Mohanty has been indicted on 45 counts for charges related to overprescribing pain medication. Apparently, among the federal charges is the distribution of his controlled substance prescriptions resulted in a death of a patient. A woman died in 2011 from a drug overdose. All right. He also faces dozens of other distribution counts along with health care fraud, conspiracy, aiding and abetting, money laundering. So if this did happen, I mean, apparently her license was suspended already. She is a former chief of medicine at Stafford Hospital in Virginia. So when, you know, us doctors that do good listen to this. Okay, first we're like, all right, well, you know, we don't do any of that stuff, so we're good, we're in the clear. But what if I just write one of my typical small prescriptions for Lortab or Vicodin, et cetera, Norco, for one of my patients who requests it, and they overdose on it? Am I going to be liable? Now, I shouldn't be prosecuted if I have a very stable writing pattern, which I do. Of how I write medications, it's far and few between, it's when needed, and I always recommend that we get the patient in with a specialist that helps them with their pain, orthopedist, pain management, neurologist, depending on what's going on. All right? But, you know, our doctor's going to be liable every time somebody overdoses. Now, some of you will say, yeah, the doctor should be liable, it's about time. Others are like, oh, no, hold the phone. Now we're going to have doctors scared to death to write medication. All right, well, and the latter is right, okay? If one of my patients decides to take the medicine inappropriately, an overdose, or they decide to mix it with their friend's Ambien and Viagra and down it with a half a bottle of rum and something happens to them, I don't want to lose my practice and not be able to be a doctor for my other patients because of somebody being an idiot with the medication. And if doctors are now having to take on the responsibility, now mind you, this other doctor we talked about looks like has multiple counts of multiple issues, so I'm not defending this other doctor. But the average doctor, if they write a medication and they're responsible for anything that happens with that, then they're probably going to be less inclined to write the medication, period, as opposed to really, 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 really study that medication fully. We know our medications. All right, but the easier out is, you know, just not prescribing it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U. Economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so an earth-shattering study has come out saying that kids should not be told that vegetables are healthy. If you tell them they're yummy and treat vegetables the same way you treat junk food, you'll probably get more kids to eat them. Now, I'll tell you what I think, okay? You guys know how I feel. I think it's absolutely baloney that everything has to be done to appease the kids. Right? I think the kids need to realize that you're going to have to do things that sometimes aren't all sweet and fun and easy and carnival rides and candy corn and, you know, cotton candy. I mean, you know, you have to do things to, you know, this no pain, no gain attitude. We just don't even instill in our kids anymore. But that's something we'll talk about later. Anyway, apparently the study found that what they did is they took a bunch of kids, okay, and they read a story to children age 3 and 5 about a girl who ate a snack of crackers or carrots. The first group was told the snack made her strong and helped her learn to count. The second was not told of any benefits. The children were then offered the snack. Those who were not given messages about the particular food ate more of it. This is according to researchers from the Northwestern University in Illinois. They said because once these kids thought that these carrots would make them strong or whatever, they thought it wasn't going to be as tasty. See, the kids already know manipulation, so they could already figure out what they were doing. So it worked opposite. All right. Study co-author Michael Maimarin of Northwestern University, Illinois, said we predicted that when food is presented to children as making them strong or as a tool to achieve a goal such as learning or how to read or count, they would conclude it would not be as tasty and therefore less would consume it. Okay. Now, we've had a lot of studies coming out this week saying many kids don't even believe they're obese, okay, especially of multiple ethnicities. Depending on certain ethnicities, we see some people think that their body shape is the way it should be and would not be a sign of obesity, whereas we're having more and more kids still have obesity. Yeah, maybe it's been leveling off, but we still have a huge amount of kids who are obese. So here we are as scientists trying to figure out how do we manipulate kids into not eating junk food. All right. Well, it's because we're not addressing the root of what we should be addressing with these kids. Like, for example, if you are giving them a choice, why are kids getting a choice on what they eat? Okay? You don't give them a choice. Yet we as parents, oh my gosh, I'm just as guilty. When I was a little girl, whatever my mom served is what we ate. I didn't get to go into the kitchen and grab food. You had to get permission to even walk into the kitchen. You never went into the kitchen without mom or dad approving. So my mom knew exactly what I was eating. If she made cabbage or whatever the hell she made that tasted disgusting and it was on my plate, I had to eat it. That was just the way it was. Now it's different. Okay? The kids sit down. Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? Oh, hell no. But that's what we're doing. Same thing with junk food. Okay, the kids in the store are going, Mom, I want this. I was never allowed to do that. My mom did the grocery shopping. I could maybe make some suggestions, all right? If I realized the suggestion made her mad, I stopped suggesting pretty quickly. Now, kids are putting crap in my cart. Here, Mom, and they throw all this stuff into my cart, right? Hershey's, cookies, this. And if I don't notice, or if I don't mother or parent like I should, I'm buying this crap. Now it's at the house. Now, luckily, my kids are realizing, because we've had talks to them, and they're of a more mature age now. They're 11 and 14, where I could tell them, okay, look, guys, all right, if you want to fight cancer, if you want to fight diabetes, if you want to fight health issues, all right, you have to figure out a way to get vegetables into your body or fruit every meal. Every meal you need to get vegetables or fruit or something. And they're figuring it out. So now when they look at a menu, if we go out to eat, or when they're in the house, they're like, okay, I'm eating this, but what am I going to use for my fruit? Or what am I going to use for my vegetable? And that is the type of thinking where breakfast, lunch, dinner aren't even completed, aren't even started without the healthy stuff being incorporated into it. All right? And please quit wussifying your kids. Okay? I mean, when you get my age and you need to stay in shape, which do you think is more appealing? All right? To just sit on the couch with a bunch of chocolate and plan on maybe liposuction handling the situation, or getting up, stretching, and going on a 30-minute run. All right, now, obviously, you know, there's a lot of adults that don't have the willpower and they won't do that, but these are the decisions your kids are going to have to make as grown-ups. Okay, they're going to have to go into work, right, when their boss is in town. I can't tell you what, I see this with patients all the time. Corporate is in town. I need to take off this week. Why? Well, I want to avoid corporate. I'm like, you know, man up. Come on. I mean, this is your job. Every time corporate comes into town, you're going to hide? I mean, this is what's happening here. My kids are learning the same things. I got a test. I didn't study for it. Let me call in sick tomorrow. No. This idea that you could call in sick, very new idea, by the way. 70s, 80s, 90s started the trend of people avoiding by calling in sick because now there's not a lot of repercussions for calling in sick. Now, mind you, okay, from a labor employee perspective, you need those protections. Somebody is sick, they need to be able to call in. Somebody needs a break, flu, headache, time with their kids. I get that. We want that. But I can't tell you how many times I see people, oh my gosh, I had a provider who would look at their schedule the next day, and if there was somebody they didn't like, they'd call in sick. I'm like, are you kidding me? And the reason why we figured this out is because I would see, I mean, to me, I have no problem discharging any patient that is rude to the staff, that is extremely aggressive, could pose a threat. That's not a problem. But when I figured out that three times in a row I was seeing one of my you know, PA's patients because they kept calling in, that's when I kind of put the two together. You know, and I'm like, look, if there's a problem, we could discharge a patient. No. It has nothing to do with that. So, you know, we now have this tendency of we can avoid. Okay? We don't have to watch the news anymore. Okay, 5:30 p.m. All you had on TV was ABC, CBS, and NBC growing up, okay, to get your news. Now, no, you don't even have to watch the news anymore. You don't even have to know what's going on with current events. It scares me when some of my adult patients I talk to, I'll bring up something going on, current events. They're like, I don't listen to the news. And I go, so you don't know this is happening? No, really? I'm like, you're not even educating yourself. Now, mind you, in their defense, okay, in their defense, much of the news nowadays is so political and so tainted, all right? I can't get through most of the news stations except the local. I actually have been watching a lot more local news because I could at least get the story without somebody going off on a tangent on how Bush ruined the country or how Obama's ruining the country. Just let me get my news. Okay, I'll form my own opinion about the president. Trust me. And I have an opinion, but let me just get my news. Let me get my news. That's what I want. And newspapers, I mean, maybe there'll be a resurgence of newspapers, although it's going to be online. But it's a very new environment now for these kids. And here we are trying to placate them, trying to urge them and incentivize them to eat a flippin' carrot. You tell the kid if they don't eat healthy, they're going to die early. Period. I don't go, oh, that's psychologically traumatizing. No, it's not. All right? That's a shame because I can't really use any family members. Like, my father always ate his salads, always ate tomatoes, you know, always ate healthy. He still died of a heart attack, so I can't really say, well, look at Grandpa. But, you know, I need to tell him, I go, look, you know, what happens to people that are morbidly obese? Okay, they have health problems, so you need to do your best to not get that way. So put down those potato chips. I don't even know how the hell they got into the house. Sometimes I think my kids steal them from other people's houses and bring them home. And I'm like, you sit down and you eat those that bowl of grapes. Really, Mom? Yeah, do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're really doing it to ourselves. All right, when we come back, coffee or caffeine could be making your hot flashes worse. And what is happening to triathletes? We see that they're having pelvic issues, like incontinence. And if a triathlete is losing their urine, I mean, we could be looking at hip fractures if they slip and fall. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a couple women's health issues. No, guys, doesn't mean you get to turn off the radio. Honestly, guys, you do really well with the ladies if you know about women's health issues. Okay, you know how cool it is. Listen to me for a second, okay? We got to talk about some women's health issues really quickly. But listen, as a guy, okay, if you ask your wife, right, or your female partner, okay, if you go up to her one day, you know, you guys are, I don't know, talking about something, and, you know, I don't know, right, and you're like, by the way, You know, I read something else on breast cancer and stuff like that. You know, are you up to date on your mammograms? Are you, you know, getting that stuff done? You know, why? I care about you, you know. I just want to know that, you know, you're you know, doing what you need to do and whatever support you need from me. Oh, but that's really cool. You thought of me like that? I think it's cool. My husband never brings up my gynecological visits or my mammograms. Whenever I go, I got to get my mammogram. He's like, you know, good luck. You know, but I mean, if he actually showed some empathy, honestly, if I told my husband I got to go get my mammogram, and if he said, oh, poor baby, you know, it's so hard what you guys have to do, you know, but good for you for getting yourself checked. I'm really proud of you because, you know, that means you want to be around for me. All right, I promise I'll take care of myself to be around for you. I love you. You know how far that would go? You know how many goody points he would get? All right, so listen up and learn something, okay? So if any of you guys have been dating a female triathlete, they are at increased risk for pelvic floor disorders, including incontinence. Apparently, according to Dr. Colleen Fitzgerald, physiatrist at Loyola University Health System, there has been a huge surge in popularity of high-impact sports like triathlons, but little has been known about the prevalence of pelvic health and certain other issues. Now, what is your pelvic floor? Your pelvic floor, it's not tiled, no ceramic, nothing like that, no travertine. The pelvic floor refers to the muscles that support the pelvic organs, like your uterus, bladder, or bowel. They looked at 300 female athletes aged 35 to 44. On average, they ran 3.7 days a week, cycled 2.9 days a week, and swam 2.4 days a week. One-third said they had pelvic floor disorder symptoms, like urgent incontinence. Urgent incontinence is where, as soon as you feel like you have to go to the bathroom, I mean, you got to go and you got to go now. Stress incontinence is where when you cough or laugh, you pee. Bowel incontinence, where you lose your stool. 28%. 28% had bowel incontinence. And get this, 5% had pelvic organ prolapse, which means part of the vagina or the part of the uterus or bladder is coming down. Okay, uterus coming out through the vagina. So for those of you guys that thought this has absolutely nothing to do with you, try having sex with somebody with prolapse. The survey also found that 29% of the women had abnormal bone density. 24% had menstrual irregularities, 22% disordered eating. Now, the female athlete, a lot of times being very, very skinny, they may not have the hormones, etc., regulate their periods. But you would think the exercise would be able to build the bones. Well, yes, exercising does help the bones. But if you're not producing enough estrogen, estrogen is very protective of the bones as well. So that's why some of these women could be having issues. In fact, whenever we have girls that do not have their periods, that are very, very young, start their periods late, etc., we worry about their bones because they may be getting bone thinning because they're not producing estrogen like they should. So it's extremely important. So pelvic floor issues, make sure you check with your lady on that. Check for prolapse. Extremely important. Okay, is coffee aggravating your hot flashes? They say drinking caffeine may worry hot flashes and night sweats that affect roughly two-thirds of women as they go through menopause. So if your lady is sitting there having a hot flash and she's upset, don't offer her coffee. Caffeine, a stimulant found in coffee and Coca-Cola or colas in general, appears to have a different effect on women beginning the transition into menopause known as perimenopause. That's me. In their case, caffeine might boost their mood, memory, and concentration. I have to admit, if I take a Excedrin migraine for a headache, whatever caffeine, I forget the caffeine dose they have in there, I need to double check. Damn, I feel good. I thought it was because my headache was going away, but I think it's because I am premenopausal and going into perimenopausal, and I must really, really dig that caffeine. The findings published online July 23rd in the journal Menopause. For those of you that are looking for a real nice magazine to put on the back of your toilet for some good toilet reading, Menopause is really, really good. It's a very, very good journal, although it's online, so you'd have to probably take your iPad to the toilet to read it. All right, it looked at a poll of 1,800 menopausal women. No, don't giggle. Don't giggle. They probably did this poll by themselves, so nobody had to sit there and you know, yell at each other. They said this was conducted between 2005 and 2011. Symptoms were compared between caffeine users and non-users. Now, I know one of you is thinking, well, why don't we start using marijuana for your menopausal women? I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of my patients are using marijuana. They are. And they say it helps. I don't know of any studies, per se, saying marijuana will help the hot flashes. But if it helps some of the mood issues and helps with some of the sleep, that's interesting. It would be a very, very interesting study. Not that I think anybody going through menopause needs to just sit there and get high. 85% of Americans drink caffeine in some form on a daily basis. Of course, avoiding caffeine, maintaining a healthy weight, staying active, etc., meditation, those are really good, making sure you get great sleep, dress with removable layers, things like that, that could definitely help. They say many women will start their menopause after age 45. All right, I'm 43. All right, but I've already had hot flashes, and we've talked about them at great, great lengths. I'm sure we'll talk about it some more, because as I hot flash and as I get grumpy and as I start to dry up and turn into a prune, I like sharing that with you guys. I really do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is pretty frightening. They say rapes on cruise ships, all right, may not be all so isolated. We may actually be hearing more and more reports. Apparently, there was a 15-year-old girl with Asperger's syndrome who was raped by a juvenile and an adult while on a cruise in the Caribbean. This happened on a Royal Caribbean cruise back in 2006. Now, apparently, we are starting to hear more reports that rapes happen on cruise ships. Not very often, but it's not something that never happens, okay? We've done multiple cruises, and, I mean, I feel very, very safe on the ship. I mean, there's cameras everywhere, so I'm surprised. But apparently, the victim said that staff members were very slow and discourteous in helping her. That's pretty scary. She said, of the incident, a cruise line employee raped me on a vacation cruise to Mexico. The crew member was working as a security guard at the disco on the ship. He approached me, asked me my name and cabin number, later snuck down to my cabin and forced his way in, strangling me, raping me. I awoke with marks around my neck. There was no place, there were no police on the ship, and he had a security badge, so she was pretty intimidated about bringing it up. Finally, she did. She had to collect evidence. They didn't take her to the infirmary. They didn't give her retrovirals. They didn't move her to another cabin. And this was pretty concerning. Now, wasn't there another case where a little girl got into an elevator and she was attacked? I mean, you know, these companies are supposed to be very well known, very good, strong companies with good track records. If something like this happens, you would think that they would have some sort of a plan in place to immediately rectify whatever they could do and investigate. The longer you take to investigate, the worse. But then again, if the infirmary doesn't have rape kits, etc., these delays could hurt a case. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know I need new music. I know. I'm working on it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is every man's worst nightmare. A man went to a hospital last month to get a circumcision, and he wakes up after surgery to find that his penis had been amputated. Johnny Lee Banks Jr., 56 years old, being reported by NewVision.co, said in a lawsuit filed in state court that no one at Princeton Baptist Medical Center in Birmingham, Alabama, had told him why it had been necessary to remove his penis. According to his attorney, John Graves, his client is devastated. I would be too. Banks, who is married and does not work due to disability, did not recall the precise date of the incident, but believed it occurred in June. The lawsuit does not at this time specify monetary damages. Named as defendants of the lawsuit, the Simon Williamson Clinic, Urological Centers of Alabama, and two doctors. Spokeswoman for the hospital, the clinic, and urology centers of Alabama did not immediately respond to messages seeking comment. Now, this is a very, very frightening case, okay? This is not something you see, which is why there's a lot of answers questions that need to be answered, okay? I mean, if somebody goes in to have a circumcision done, all right, just a routine circumcision, all right, it is very rare to wake up with no penis. Very, very rare. So what happened? Now, according to one report, he said he never gave consent that they could remove his whole penis. Now, I'd like to know what the surgery was for. Okay? Like, for example, when I had an issue with the tumor on my ovary, the doctor had me sign something saying, look, if it looks like it's cancer and it is spread, all right, do you give me permission to take out the ovary? Do you give me permission to take everything out? And what I did with this, and this was back in, what, 1999? What I did is I said, look, you leave me there asleep and you talk to my husband and you let my husband make the decision, because right now I want to say no. Right? But if it really looks bad, go and talk to my husband, and he's the one that can make the decision. And so, I mean, we had all that set up. So, same thing with urologists. I mean, and this isn't America, for crying out loud. This is Alabama. So, if a urologist is doing a procedure on the consent, and usually the consent is a standard form, if something is an issue and we need to proceed further, are you, allowing us to do that? It's usually on the consents. All right. What could possibly go wrong during a circumcision that could cause a need for a doctor to have to remove the whole penis? Well, when you perform a circumcision, many times you do the block. All right, like when we do the little kid blocks, okay? You kind of numb the area around the penis, okay, at the base. All right, not on it, but in the skin surrounding, all right? And then the nerves to the foreskin are usually, this is when the baby's awake, nerves to the foreskin are usually, not as sensitive, okay? Personally, I like the Mogen clamp way better because the kids don't look like they feel it and it's over in 2 seconds. But we would then pull the foreskin over either a bell, like the Plasti Bell, or would use the Gomco clamp, etc., causing a barrier between the foreskin and the head of the penis so nobody would get cut, all right? And then you would just very, very lightly take a blade, remove the skin of the foreskin. I apologize. Penis head should be safe and fine and pristine. There may be a little bit of bleeding. Something would put a little bit of medicated gauze on there. Give the baby some Tylenol. Baby would be fine. Okay, with adults, depending on how the urologist does it, they could do a block or they could just put the patient under, go ahead and remove the foreskin. All right, there should not be a tourniquet, from what I remember, on the penis. I doubt they're doing it that way, but whenever I hear of an amputation happening, is it because something happened to the blood flow? Again, doubtful in this case. Or was he getting the circumcision because there was cancer? Like I said, I mean, we need to know why. Also, the claimant, for some reason, doesn't remember the date this happened. I mean, there should be a hospital record of it. So I'm kind of unsure why there's a question of the date. Now, again, this is just one of the, media reports. Maybe there's more information on others. But how do you protect yourself as a patient so you don't go under for something and then lose your penis? Okay, well, first, I mean, obviously, make sure it's in the consent. Anytime you have any procedure done, say, look, okay, I don't care if you find cancer, you wake me up, and we talk about it at an office visit later in the week, okay? You just do what I'm telling you to do, nothing extra, okay? Nothing extra. Wake me up. We'll talk about it at a later date, okay? Good. Beautiful. All right? That, you know, something like that. Okay, the other thing you could do, like we talked about doctors cutting off the wrong legs, etc. The other thing you could do is you could, not tattoo, but in ink, non-washable ink, draw on the body part, saying, do not cut here, wrong side. Okay? You could probably, in a Sharpie, right near your penis, do not remove penis. Okay? This way, nurses see it. Everybody else sees it. Because, you know, what's very, very interesting is usually, you know, a hospital, everybody knows what's going on. Your anesthesiologist looks at the chart and looks at the consent. The nurse, the charge nurse in the area knows. Your scrub tech may meet you and review the chart. Your circulating nurse should know what's going on. So everybody should know what's going on. Okay, so that if something does happen, they could be like, are we supposed to do this? All right, so I don't know. I'm kind of shocked. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ohio State Marching Band Chief has been fired. I don't know if you guys have been watching the story. I've seen this Ohio State Marching Band. I mean, wow. These kids are gifted. Apparently, the director has been accused of multiple things, all right? Apparently, there is a quote-unquote sexualized culture of rituals, including students being pressured to march in their underwear and participate in sexually themed stunts. Jonathan Waters had led the band since 2012 and served in other capacities for a decade before. His halftime shows, I guess, are known as the best damn band in the land. We're considered revolutionary. Millions of people watch them. It's supposed to be a phenomenal band. However, he's being accused of, names, like, it's almost like fraternity type stuff to be in this group. From where, all we're also hearing is that there's supposed to be these very secret, vows of silence. To be in this band, you need to swear and promise that you don't share the information, etc. Sexual limericks were texted to band members he's been accused of. I'm trying to see what else. From what I understand, he has been fired. And, you know, when somebody had reported band members were stripped down to their underwear, I mean, what the hell is going on? One female student and older members of the band would warn newcomers to wear fuller coverage undergarments for the event. Others would wear pajamas or shorts, but some marched naked. This is crazy. I mean, wow. The report also describes students earning sexually themed nicknames based on tasks other band members assign them. One female student had to pretend to have an orgasm while sitting on the lap of her brother, a fellow band member, and others pretended to be sex toys, prostitutes, or body parts. They say Waters was aware of some students' nicknames and allegedly used them when he was upset. All right. Now, he says that witnesses also say that he did tell people to not use the monikers. You know, it blows my mind that something like this in this day and age still happens, but I guess it does. All right. What was supposed to be so amazing about what the band did? Well, apparently the students as they band would morph into shapes of like superheroes or dinosaurs galloping or flying, etc. Let me see. I guess one, they took the shape of a moonwalking Michael Jackson. You know, okay, I mean, he may know his stuff with that, but you can't be abusing people like that. So, all right, he's out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Sally.
Take me down.
You know, take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.